From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Alex Chadwick is away. Coming up, the importance of family on the campaign trail. But first, lawmakers in Massachusetts have suspended their debate over gay marriage. After 2 days arguing over a constitutional amendment ended in deadlock last night, they decided to take up the issue again next month. And across the country, in San Francisco, nearly 100 gay and lesbian couples showed up to get married at the county clerk's office yesterday. San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom has issued a directive to make gay marriage legal. City officials are expecting to issue more marriage licenses today. From San Francisco, Deborah Schifrin reports.
When Molly McKay woke up yesterday morning, she had no idea that a few hours later, she would be standing on the steps of City Hall in a flowing white wedding dress with her partner, Davina Kotulski, waiting to be married.
I'm in shock. I can't believe I might be able to get to marry you today, and I am just so happy.
Do I have the glow? Do I have the glow?
I am just so happy.
McKay says the couple had a private commitment ceremony 5 years ago, but they've been waiting for a civil recognition of their union.
We don't have any of the rights and privileges that come with marriage, and we want to be able to protect each other and to support each other and have the same responsibilities. We've been living it. And now we're going to actually have the benefits of it, which is huge.
They said they felt especially proud because the first marriage of the day was between two heroes of theirs, longtime gay rights activists Phyllis Lyon and Del Martin, 79 and 83 years old. City officials say the marriages are legally binding, but that is a matter of fervent debate.
It's unlikely that those pieces of paper will have any effect beyond the boundaries of San Francisco.
That's Larry Levine, professor at University of the Pacific McGeorge School of Law. He says Newsom's approach is creative, but won't hold up in court, because it's the state that defines marriage.
So it's rather provocative to have the mayor of a city preempting the state in that task, and I think that ultimately it's going to be decided that he overstepped his bounds.
And the court challenges are already beginning. A conservative group called the Campaign for California Families is filing an injunction to stop the city from performing same-sex marriages. Richard Ackerman is a lawyer who works with the campaign. He says Mayor Newsom's unilateral decision bypassed the constitutional process.
How a marriage is defined is an issue of public concern. He kept the public out of what he did. That's wrong, it's unethical, and it's illegal.
Ackerman says the proper way to make changes of this kind is to go through the legislature. That's exactly what Democratic Assemblyman Mark Leno is doing. In a parallel move yesterday, Leno announced he's introducing a bill to the California Assembly to legalize gay marriage. He says the California Assembly has moved forward on the issue, with recent legislation granting gay couples more rights.
But it's still not marriage, and as the Massachusetts High Court said, anything short of marriage, including domestic partnerships, is unconstitutional, inferior, and discriminatory, and separate is seldom, if ever, equal.
That equality of marriage now has the chance to translate to everything, says San Francisco supervisor Tom Amiano.
Now we're going to have in-laws. Think of that. I mean, that sacrifice, that shows you're really committed.
And the couples who dropped everything to come to City Hall yesterday were nothing if not committed. For Day to Day, I'm Deborah Schifrin.